Hundreds of lawyers and campaigners have come together to fight against the cuts to legal aid. A YouGov poll shows that 89% of people think access to justice is an important issue that needs to be discussed. The Criminal Law Society Association, or the CLSA, set up a rally in Westminster with several speakers all campaigning to reverse the cuts.
The rally taking place in this hall behind me has a clear message, and that is access to justice is a right, not a privilege, and that it's too important an issue for the government to ignore.
It's because the government feels wrongly that the electorate is not particularly interested in it. But as our recent poll indicated, 89% are very interested in legal aid funding for representation at court. So the governments have completely misunderstood what the electorate are actually interested in.
Legal aid, which is the provision of advice and representation in court for those who cannot afford a lawyer, is used predominantly by ordinary citizens. The Ministry of Justice say legal aid costs a taxpayer around £2 billion a year, a figure disputed by many. And several lawyers and campaigners feel the cuts will prevent the very people that need justice from accessing it.
As a result of these cuts, the government is seeking to reduce the number of providers by one third. That will inevitably lead to delays in seeking legal advice. It will often lead to people deciding not to take up the offer of legal advice. It can happen to anyone's son, anyone's neighbour, anyone's nephew, anyone's niece, anyone's friend.
The general election is only weeks away, and those here today are worried time is running out and we could be facing a judicial system that doesn't provide justice. Muhammad Walji, Press TV, London.